Welcome back to Dwelling On Podcast, where we dwell on all things thriving and surviving in this homemaker life. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Amanda.
And today we're going to air out the dirty laundry. But first, we have to give an update on last week's challenge to reach out. Last week, we talked a lot about solidarity and women supporting women, and the challenge was to reach out to another woman. Whether you needed to finally hire that babysitter, need advice, or just needed someone to listen to, how did reaching out go?
So for me, I'd say it was okay. I wish that I would have done more because there's so many times that I'm, you know, scrolling through social media or whatever, and like my close friends even, I see how they are doing a good job at something, they're succeeding, or they look really pretty that day, or their crafts are really cool. Anyways, I feel like I need to do it more to tell them like, hey, great job. You're doing great. You look beautiful, whatever it is. So I did tell you.
I was going to say, you reached out to me.
I did because, I don't tell people enough. And that video that you did, I was just like, oh my gosh, Brittany looks so pretty. Like, why don't I just tell her this? So I did that. And then I had actually somebody reach out to me. Somebody who's like going through like a weight loss challenge type thing, mm-hmm. Where she feels like she has like a mom bod. And I basically was like, it's okay that you have a mom bod. Like, there's nothing wrong with this. The world might tell you that there's something wrong with it, but there's nothing wrong with it. So it was nice to kind of hear her side. And then I think she enjoyed hearing what I had to say, which the person is older than me, so I feel like normally I'm not the one giving advice. It's her giving the advice to me.
Sure.
So it felt good to tell her, like, chill out, it's okay. Like, you're going to have dimples in your butt. Like, that's normal.
Oh, yeah, my butt's totally sagging. Everybody has that.
Right. Like, everybody has these. And if they don't, it's not all of the time because they're super skinny or because they work out all the time. It's just genetics. Like, yeah. Sorry, that's how that works.
Oh, I think mom bod and dad bod are sexy now. When I look at people, like, it just looks like little babies to me, if not.
I totally agree. Especially dad. Yeah. How did it go for you?
It went okay. I don't think that I did it mindfully enough, like, but I have, I've made a lot of new friends recently on social media just through I did a blogging course to learn how to set up my blog. And through that, I met a ton of people. And so I've made a lot of friends that way. And I mean, still kind of getting to know them. I don't, you know, not like close friends yet, but getting there with some people. But I feel like I did really good at like commenting on different things, engaging with them, telling them that when they looked good and all that kind of thing. So I did do good at the compliments this week.
Nice. That feels so good. I don't know why we don't do it more often.
I know. We really need to.
For sure.
Even if it's awkward. But I have a hard time taking it sometimes. Like if people, like you said that, even you said that to me, and I don't care what I say back to you or anything. And I still am just like, thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, I know.
Are you being sarcastic?
Right. I'm always like, oh, shucks. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's hard to take compliments. I think it takes, like, learning how to take a compliment.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, I've tried to be more, like, in the past, maybe, like, oh.
Having a good hair day.
Yeah, or, like, it's not normally like this, or I don't know. But now I've been trying to just respond with, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you said all shucks to me, but I thought that was an appropriate response.
Perfect.
So we want to know how yours went. And then also let's talk about what this episode is going to look like.
So in keeping with that theme of solidarity, there is definitely something that we think that we can find a lot of solidarity in, maybe just with each other. This might just be us. I'm not really sure.
So let's air out our dirty laundry. Literally.
Right? We want to talk about how many times a week you're doing certain chores, or a month or a year or whatever, and how much it's recommended that you're actually supposed to be doing these things. I know that we always talk about comparing ourselves to other people on social media, especially Instagram. And you see people's perfect houses all the time, and you're like, do you not have toys all over the place? Like, what's happening? Do you not, you know, is it really that clean? And it's so hard too. Like, I watch cleaning YouTube videos and their houses never look that dirty. And part of it too is just people's cameras make it look better.
Oh, so, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, like they're always like, you guys always say my house isn't dirty, but then they'll like actually get like close up on something and they're like, oh, okay, there is dust there. It's just that cameras make it so it doesn't look like there is, you know? So
speaking of dust, I really wish that white baseboards never came in style.
Well, otherwise, does the stuff just fall on your floor?
Oh, no, I think it still sticks. You just don't see it.
Okay, then that's perfect.
So, like, not any less gross, but less things that I have to look at and think, ugh, I really need to clean that.
Yeah.
Because dust just sits on those darn baseboards, and I'm often too lazy to just wipe it off. I don't know why. Like, it doesn't take that long.
It does, though. So the baseboards doesn't take long, but then you're down there and then you see the rest of the stuff on the wall and you're like, how did I never see this? And then you're like, oh my God, I gotta clean the floor.
That's a really great point. Oh my goodness, where did all this hair come from? Right? When you have a dog and a female, and yeah.
Oh yeah. That's what the other day, even I went around the room that's like our bedroom that's carpeted. I like noticed around under the close to the baseboards, that there was just so much dog hair. Like, and I vacuum that room every other day. I've been vacuuming a lot lately, which is good, because when Jack was a baby, I felt like I could never vacuum because he was always napping and I didn't want to wake him up. It was just a struggle. But we all do it as a team now. And I was just going around the edge of the room with the little like attachment because I was like, oh my gosh, there's just like so much that's just like stuck around the edges.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so this particular subject like hits home with me so much for some reason, because for whatever reason, I think that my house should be like spotless at all times. And that like, if somebody were to knock at my door, I shouldn't be embarrassed. But there are often times where I sit down and I think, ugh, if someone just randomly showed up right now, I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Well, first of all, it's just going to randomly come to your house.
Okay. Sometimes like my aunts and uncles do. I have a ton of them.
That's true. Yeah. I don't have that much family and I definitely don't have that many friends. So nobody's coming over here.
Yeah. So you're safe. And I mean, my siblings all live too far away. I mean, besides one of my, well, my brothers don't, but they would never just show up. My right. sisters might, but they live too far away to just like show up and say hi and then leave.
Right.
But my oldest sister came over to watch Victor while we had a doctor's appointment. And I like didn't clean because I just didn't feel like it was necessary. Yeah. But then when she left, I was like, I wonder if like she thinks that I should have cleaned for her.
Well, when you go to their houses, how do you feel?
Well, whenever we go to their houses, it's for like an occasion.
So they're clean.
Yeah. So of course they're going to be clean. And, you know, I made a comment to my brother-in-law when we went there for Christmas. I was like, how do you get your oven so clean? Like it was very, very clean. Like even the grates, we have the exact same oven, which makes it even more of a comparison.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you get it so clean? It looks great. And he was like, you know, that's funny because I've often thought that about yours too, when we come over to your house. And I was like, oh, okay. So like when they come over, of course it's clean because they're coming over for like a birthday party or, you know, a baptism, like something special.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, then we go to my parents' house.
Right.
And none of us care what my parents' house looks like because, I mean, whatever.
Right.
So like, is my sister judging me? No.
No, probably not. And when I go over to people's houses, it's very rare. It has to be like disgusting for me to even notice or care or think anything of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know why it consumes my mind sometimes.
Do you know what? Think of right now the most disgusting bathroom you've ever been in. I think you've been in this bathroom. Do you remember?
Oh, Josh's house in college?
Yeah.
There's like shavings everywhere.
There was three dudes that shared a bathroom and I don't think they ever cleaned it. And one time I was just his girlfriend at this time, so I don't know why I did this, but I cleaned that whole bathroom one time because it was just like out of control.
Well, probably because you couldn't stand going pee there.
Probably, but like I shouldn't have done that. I mean, I think I just, obviously Josh didn't ask me to, and obviously he was probably at class. He wouldn't have just let me do that and not joined in. I think I did it while he was at class one day, but ew.
Yeah. Ew. I think that's my least favorite part about cleaning the bathroom is the hair.
Yeah.
Because it just gets wet and it like sticks. So I have to like wipe down our floor with a paper towel first to get the hair up. And then I clean it.
Yeah. I don't know why I have trouble scrubbing the shower. I feel like I can never really get it clean. I wish that we had a sprayer at our old house. We had, well, two houses ago, we had like a shower sprayer. And so you can like rinse down the walls with it. And I feel like that's so much easier.
Yeah, definitely. Do they still make those? I know you wouldn't use them, but do they still make those like Clorox things that hang on the shower head that like twists and sprays out like bleach or something?
I have no idea, but I certainly wouldn't use it.
I know, but that's kind of like, I don't know, a cool concept, but I don't know if they make it anymore.
I do use toilet bowl cleaner though.
I do too.
So I have not found, so I made a natural one and it was just, I didn't like the way that it was contained. Like I didn't mind using it. It worked just fine actually. But I like, it kept like reacting because of, I think it was like baking soda and vinegar or something.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it kept like exploding and it exploded all over like continuously. So I need to find a better recipe.
Well, was that one that you had to let sit?
No, I actually have one of those right now going. I have a video coming up that they made a little appearance in, but no, it was one that I put in a spray bottle actually, but I think it had, I don't know. I followed a recipe that was printed in a book.
And but here's my thing for you. Do you think you could just make it right before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it exploding.
Yeah. And it worked just fine. Our toilets here aren't that hard. Like our toilets were really old in our old house. So it was a lot harder to clean, but the toilets, I don't think they're that old here. So they're not that bad.
That's nice.
It definitely makes a difference. Like if they're scored, I guess, you know, mm-hmm. over age and stuff, they get more porous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we only have one bathroom at the moment. So it's nice because I only have to clean one bathroom.
That is nice. We have two now, which I think is perfect. We had 2.5 at our last house and it was too many for our size family.
Definitely.
Like me and you both grew up, I mean, you did until a certain age with a whole family in one bathroom.
7 people with one bathroom.
Yeah. And then eventually you guys had another bathroom added on, right?
Yeah. But I think that I was like 4 or 5 when that happened.
Yeah. And then you guys moved.
Yes.
But oh man.
Yeah. Crazy. One bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know how, and only one sink, and it was not a large bathroom either. It was a tiny bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how we did that. That was on one of the things that you sent me was, how often do you clean the shower curtain?
Not very often. I do wash ours sometimes. Do you know what I don't have that I should have? I do not have a reusable liner, so I do just throw away the liner.
What?
I know. It's because I had one once and it was like, it got moldy really fast. And then I just was like, well, if I'm going to throw it away anyway, then I might as well.
Oh, that's really surprising, Brittany.
I know. I like don't have like anything that's disposable in the house, but
my jaw is like on the ground.
I know. But it's only for our shower, because for Jack's bathroom, no one showers in there and he just takes baths. So I have it hanging, but it's never going to be used. So yeah. I've never cleaned that since we've moved here. I've changed out the shower curtain in there though, because I have like a springy one.
Oh, nice. I mean, I showered there, but you have only been there for 6 months or so, right?
Yeah, we got here in July last year.
So a little bit over 6 months. Yeah. And that's, I think, how often it said to clean it.
I have gotten a new liner for our bathroom, though, because it was gross.
You need to get a reusable one. They're so nice. You just put them in the washing machine. And it, I mean, to be honest, it really doesn't get out all of the mold, like the little black pieces that are in there.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
I mean, at least it's clean.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So according to good housekeeping, I'm going to read things you're supposed to do every single day. And I want to know if you do these things every single day. Ready for this?
Yes.
Make your bed.
You're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I make my bed every day.
I'll give mine too. I would say 90% of the time, every once in a while. Like Jack had the flu this week, just one day, and he was really sick. And when I got him, normally we have a morning routine where he helps me make the bed, like after our morning walk, after his breakfast, whatever. But he was so sick. So
it was really sad. So the bed didn't get made.
Bed didn't get made.
That is really sad.
But he was totally fine. It was a 24-hour thing. So no worries.
Thank goodness.
No, it was just his first fever.
Terrible. And that's shocking, but doesn't make it any less terrible.
Living in Hawaii was magic for babies. They like don't get sick.
Yeah.
All right, this is ridiculous. Clean coffee maker.
I mean, how do you clean your coffee maker? We run vinegar through it every once in a while, but like
I haven't done that for ages.
Not every day, that's for sure. I make coffee every day.
Maybe they mean like clean the pot like with soap.
Oh yeah.
I don't do that.
I just rinse it out.
I call that a rinsey roux. Just give it a little rinse.
Yeah, it's coffee. It's not like anything else is going inside.
I know. It's not like you're drinking from the...
No. Yeah, that's nonsense.
I know. I mean, I know that it does get drippies all over it. So probably like, and not very often, like once every 2 months, I'll like wipe down the actual machine itself.
Yeah. See, so our carafe is glass. So it does get...
We have the same coffee maker. The Ninja.
Oh, I didn't know that yours was, yeah, but I didn't know that yours was glass. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that part. Yeah, so every once in a while, it'll get like a coffee stain on it. So I'd take like a bottle brush and I spin it around in there.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's crazy though. Yeah.
Clean dirty dishes.
Yeah, I don't go to bed with dirty dishes.
I used to. And that's so funny.
That's crazy.
I know. What was I even doing with my life? It was before Jack. So like why, like I would like fall asleep on the couch watching TV with Josh or something because I had all this luxurious free time and apparently I just couldn't be bothered to do the dishes. And then I would hate myself when I woke up in the morning and there was dishes.
Yeah. That's something that when I moved out that my mom told me or highly, highly recommended that I never go to bed with dirty dishes. It was something that my grandma Colado used to tell her, and like my parents lived with them for or with my grandma for a little bit and it was just something that she learned from that and instilled in us too. So yeah, we'll not go to bed with dirty dishes.
Yeah, if I wake up and there's dirty dishes, I'm in a fit of rage during breakfast time.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, it just makes everything worse.
Yes, so much worse. And I feel so bad. Like my mom did not make us do enough stuff growing up for sure. And I'm always like, why didn't I like do the dishes more? My kids are going to be doing way more chores than we were meant to do.
Did before your parents did the renovation, did you guys have a dishwasher?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Same spot it's in now.
Oh, okay. At our old house, we didn't have a dishwasher. I don't think.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that Sarah did all the dishes.
She probably did. Poor oldest child.
I know.
Yeah, no, like I was not meant to do enough chores. Like I should have been doing the dishes, the laundry. I was only in charge of my room, which was always pretty clean.
Pretty clean?
Pretty darn clean.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wipe down kitchen counters and table.
Yeah. Yeah, every day.
I don't always like wood dust the table every day, but I wipe things down. Do laundry as needed. Not every day.
Yeah.
But as needed.
Yeah, definitely as needed. I probably do a load of laundry every day.
So I have a very specific thing that I can't leave any, it can't like stay in the dryer or not be folded. Like I have to complete a laundry cycle while I'm doing it. So it's never like a continuous cycle for me. It has to be done.
That's impressive.
Well, that's why I don't do it every day. But then I just hate myself on the days that I do it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that's why you iron all your clothes, but I don't have to.
I don't iron clothes anymore. Yes. I used to iron everything.
Literally everything.
Because it used to sit in a laundry basket.
Exactly. But that's what, my clothes never have any wrinkles at all because they get immediately done.
That's amazing. That's how it should be.
Well, I mean, I just think it's double work otherwise.
It is 100%, except for Vic's work shirts.
Well, yeah, I don't wear, I have loungewear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweep kitchen floors.
I think we all know that that's not happening every day. I mean,
that is definitely not happening.
I have been vacuuming, like I said, almost every other day. So I like sweep, but not mopping.
Yeah. No, I don't even sweep.
I just use the vacuum. I don't use a broom. I have a broom, but I use the vacuum.
Vacuum does the same thing.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Wipe down bathroom surfaces. I do not do this every day.
No, I don't do that every day.
Squeegee sour walls.
I can see how that would be easy to do every day. I just don't do it.
No, me neither.
Oh, definitely don't squeegee the shower walls every day.
I never do. But
we don't have a squeegee.
I have one, but I actually don't use it for that. I bought it for that, I think. But now I use it to get dog hair out of rugs. So this is a really gross tip. If you've never squeegeed your area rugs, oh my goodness. You vacuum them and you're like, oh, that's great. Like it looks totally fine. After you vacuum it, go after it with a squeegee. I literally will come up with like an entire dog worth of hair. And I'm like, I literally just vacuumed this.
That's crazy.
It's nasty.
I don't want to do that.
It's really kind of satisfying though. It like balls up as you squeegee it.
Well, Dakota hair, but not Allie hair.
Yeah, maybe not. It might.
Maybe.
I don't know. German Shepherd hair is for real though.
Yeah. That's like Golden Retriever hair.
I think German Shepherds shed worse.
So fluffy.
All right. Sanitize kitchen and bathroom sinks. No.
No.
Certainly not every day. All right. Every week, mop kitchen and bathroom floors.
Every week, I wish.
I wish too. And this seems reasonable.
I'm maybe a little bit better about my bathroom floor every week. No, not every week. Probably every two.
Do you want to know the most disgusting secret in the world?
Uh-oh. We're really airing this out, huh?
I've never mopped. I don't think. No, maybe one time I have mopped the bathroom floors in this house. I've gone out. Like, so the one bathroom's barely used. Well, it's used, but not like. I don't get ready in there, whatever. But the other bathroom, I've gone like hands and knees on it once.
Brittany, that's like my kitchen floor.
Yeah. But like, it's really not that bad. Like
my kitchen floor is like high traffic.
I don't know. I don't know. I swear it's not like this grungy place.
No, it's not. You would never know. I mean, I don't know what it looks like right now, but.
No.
I'm positive that it's not like dirty looking.
No.
Because you couldn't stand it.
No. But we do need to clean our bathrooms more in general. I think this is a task that I should just maybe delegate.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, I do all the laundry and I'm fine with that. So maybe this is something we should delegate. Josh, are you listening to this episode?
I think that's a great idea.
Because I think he just needs a routine. Like, he doesn't realize that it needs to be done so bad. But if I'm just like, hey, every week or every other week, you need to do these things, then maybe it could be a routine for him.
There you go.
We'll see.
I am too particular. And I think Vic has cleaned the bathroom like twice. It's just not his thing.
Well, when Josh...
And it doesn't bother me.
When Josh cleans the toilet, he just cleans the inside of the toilet. Like, and then he'll like kind of wipe the top, but he'll never do like the basin, like underneath
the part under the lid.
Oh no, he'll do like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, around the bottom,
the outside of it. Yeah.
Whoever decided that toilets should be decorative and have like the porcelain around the plumbing is a freaking idiot. Whenever I have my own house someday, I'm buying one of the toilets as a flat freaking bottom.
Oh yeah, that'd be way easier to clean.
Like 100%. That's my main thing that I want when I'm buying a toilet.
Oh, that's really funny.
But I mean, like, why? Like, I don't care to see my toilet plumbing. Like,
no, absolutely not.
Silly.
And then it just gets like dusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. You don't think about your bathroom as being somewhere that's dusty.
Yeah, but dust is the skin particles and you're naked in there.
Ugh, it's so gross. Wait, you get naked in your bathroom?
Ever.
I like that sign that's like, this is a half, wait,
yeah, this
keep
is
your clothes on, this is a half bath, don't make it weird. Yeah. Yeah. So another thing that you're supposed to do according to good housekeeping is clean your mirrors.
I don't think I do that every week, but it depends on the mirror, I guess.
Yeah, we have a full body mirror that Victor loves. And his fingerprints are all over it. And I thought about cleaning it today. And then I was like, his fingerprints are just going to be back all over it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it worth it?
It's funny because I was like so pristine about things. Like I'm thinking about my room growing up and I did have like several mirrors. Every single week I would dust that room, like wet dust that room, which I barely even do in my house now. I usually dry dust everything.
Well, you only had one room to be in charge of or take care of.
Yeah, but so, like I would always clean every single mirror, like full on crazy.
That doesn't surprise me.
No,
but yeah, now we can barely do it every week.
No, dust furniture. What kind of furniture? Like, I guess, okay, tables,
like your entertainment center.
Yeah, I probably don't do
I
it
don't
every
do that
week.
Every week.
Probably every other week.
Do people really do this?
I don't know. I probably do this every other week. My parents do every week. Saturday or Sunday, I think it's Saturday, is their cleaning day, and my dad dusts the living room.
That's
awesome.
A
lot of dogs though, so it like gets kind of gross.
Yeah, and hairy.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, their dogs aren't even really shedding. I don't know, it's just gross. I don't know, like not their house is gross, but just like dogs are gross.
Yeah.
So I probably do that every other week. Probably should do it more. Like usually I'll just go over with like a dry cloth, but then honestly, like I before kids I used to go over everything with like wood cleaner and all that kind of stuff, probably every week or every other week, but now that's probably more like once a month or once every other month.
I was gonna say, I think ours is like once a month.
Yeah,
the worst is our bedroom furniture.
My bedroom furniture gets the worst too.
It's white and you can see it.
It's
and yeah, it's gross.
Our furniture is really dark, so you can see it. It's like almost black. Oh, but it's brown.
Yeah,
I think you shed the most at night. I think that's why there's so much in the bedroom.
Is that for real?
Yeah,
that is so gross.
Yeah, because like our guest bedroom was never dusty at all because nobody was ever in
weird
there.
Weird. Also our window ledges. Mm-hmm. Like we have these awesome windows in our bedroom. And Vic did like the molding and everything. And he left me like a good ledge on all my windows. Mm-hmm. I have like plants and stuff in them, but dang, those things get dusty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those are up higher though too. So they might be closer to a vent.
No, our vents are on the floor.
Then I don't know. And you're just gross. No.
Pretty much.
Vacuuming your floors and furniture.
Yeah, definitely once a week.
Yeah. Mine for a while was once a week when I was in the early baby stages, but now I'm down to like every other day. But like I said, a German Shepherd, I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. See, our dog doesn't shed that often or that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours like
change bedding. Oh, go ahead.
No, change bedding. Well,
I really wish we were better at this.
I don't change my bedding because I only have one set of sheets and one comforter. I don't have any extras.
We have extras, but we don't use them. It's weird to me because when you fold it up and you put it away, it's not the same as when you get it right out of the dryer. So we always get ours right out of the dryer because it feels nicer that way.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't have an extra set. I technically have, I guess I do now because we got rid of our guest bed. So I have that set, but it's not the right color.
Right. Well, you would never use it anyways, even if it was the right color.
No, probably not. Because like I said, I just wash everything and then it goes directly wherever it goes.
Same. I mean, not all of our things, but our bedding does, because we don't want to use something that's been sitting in the closet.
That makes sense.
But do you change it every week or wash it every week?
No, but because Dakota sleeps in our bed, I've probably been doing it every other week.
Yeah, we probably do ours every other week, mainly because Vic is a hot box at night.
Oh, yeah. Men are gross.
Yeah. So we need to do that more.
And Josh drools. And you drool.
I drool. I just flip my pillow over. It's fine. But... it's always nice when it's done. So why don't we do that more often?
I know. It really is. I don't know what it is, but it feels nice.
It feels so nice, especially when your legs are shaved.
Oh, yeah. You just got me hot and bothered.
Do you have a printable for this? You should make one if you don't have one.
I don't. We could just share this one.
Oh, that's true. That's a good idea.
I'll put a link to this checklist in the show notes in case you want to keep up with good housekeeping. All right. Toss expired food. I have a lot to say about this, but I'm not going to say it all here.
I do. I do my very, very best to not let food expire.
Yeah. That's what we used to be really bad about it. And I used to have bad produce all the time, but now it's really, really rare that I have bad produce. And usually it's not of like my fault. Like this week, the commissary just really stinks for produce. And we had a thing of mandarins and they came in a bag. So you couldn't really tell that some of them were like bad, but then they were just like bad.
Yeah.
But other than that, we really try not to throw anything away. And we never used to eat our leftovers ever. And now we do. Tonight for dinner, we had leftovers, which is so not like us. Like old us on a Saturday night would have been going out to eat 100%. But we
definitely.
I had Chinese leftovers and Josh had Mexican leftovers.
Ooh,
because I ordered myself too much Mexican for lunch.
Oh, hey, at least you ordered too much and not too little.
Mm-hmm. But it is all gone now. We ate it all.
Yeah, we've always been good at leftovers for the most part. Vic is better than I because he can eat the same thing like 12 days in a row and doesn't care.
Yeah.
I get bored of it. But I'm trying to think of what we throw out. Every once in a while we'll have like a spear of romaine that didn't get used.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or like salad dressing.
Yeah.
Because I only use mine for buffalo chicken dip. We don't use it for salad.
I did buy stuff for buffalo chicken dip. The Super Bowl's tomorrow.
That's good to know because that's something that I really don't know much about.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's tomorrow. So I got stuff today at the grocery store to make buffalo chicken dip.
I was talking to Josh about our plans for tomorrow and he mentioned nothing about it. So I guess it's not in our plans.
Yeah. Sports ball. Wipe down kitchen appliances. This is Vic's job. I don't do this.
That sounds nice. Can I delegate that too? I hate cleaning the oven. I don't do it very often at all.
Oh, I'm talking about the outside. Like, because ours are stainless.
That I had to do way more often when I had stainless. Now that I have the white ones, I don't do it very often.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't either. The issue now that we have is...
fingerprints?
Yes. And it doesn't really bother me. But we got magnets for our fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we put them on the front of the fridge. And all of our magnets normally go on the side of the fridge because I don't like the way it looks on the front.
Sure.
Because it's just too cluttered for me. Well, when you have a baby, he just like takes over your life. So we have animal magnets on the front of our fridge, except for, listen to this. He is so smart to me, of course. Everybody thinks their own kid is smart. That all of the other magnets go on the side of the fridge. So he has decided that his magnets also go on the side of the fridge. So we actually don't have any at the moment on the front of our fridge. Perfect. We just have a bunch of fingerprints. Yeah. Right. And Vic was like, did you tell him to only put it on the side? Is that why? And I was like, no, he's like, and I was like, he saw that the rest of them were on the side. So yeah, he decided that that's where his go to.
Yeah. Jack's like that with, like, I don't know, this is silly, but like drawers, doors, anything that's open must be closed or he freaks out. He'll like see something from across the room and he's like points at it and is like, that needs closed.
That's awesome, especially if it was a cupboard.
Do you know what he started doing? I don't know why I think this is cool. This is part of, this goes along with the theme of the week. I now tell him to put his bottle in the sink and he'll put it throw in the sink.
Nice.
However, they're glass, so it makes me a little nervous. But
oh, yeah.
But he puts it in the sink.
That's fantastic.
For those of you who are new listeners, he is 16 months.
Crazy.
All right. Let's get to moving on this. We don't have, oh, we're not getting through this whole thing. Let's just pick the fun ones.
Okay.
All right. Things you're supposed to do every month. Vacuum, vents, and woodwork?
Nope. Oh, okay. Woodwork, maybe.
Vents? Like opening them up and vacuuming them out?
Yeah, no way.
Nope. Nope, nope.
Night light fixtures? Nope.
I actually just did my ceiling fan today. Whenever you turn off your ceiling fan. There was like
a, ew, don't, just don't turn it off.
There was a funny meme because our power used to go out at our old house on base at the last place we lived. And it was like, power's out. Don't look at your ceiling fans or something. Ew. And that's what everyone was like, I guess it's the time to clean them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gross. We've never cleaned our dishwasher.
I was getting like, back in the day, like I would do, you could buy like a special dishwasher cleaning pod. And so I would run it with that. But now I don't know if they make any kind of more natural ones. I'll have to look. I use the Drops brand dishwasher things and they, and their laundry stuff. So they have a lot of products. So they might have a cleaner. I'll have to look into it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That'd be something to look into. Let me know if you find anything.
Yeah, and
we've used something like that for our laundry or our washer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
mainly because like every once in a while it starts to smell,
yeah,
like mildewy.
That's what, back in the day I got the Tide ones, and then after I started using like scent free pretty much everything, I had one Tide one left, so I used it, and it was at my old house in Hawaii, and I literally had a migraine the whole day. I had to close the door in that room. I couldn't even, like, it was so strong smelling to me. My whole house smelled. Yeah. I, like, couldn't even take it.
Which is crazy because growing up, your house smelled like laundry 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Like, full on scented, heaviest scent with extra scent boosters.
Yes. Yep. Crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess growing up, the whole natural movement wasn't really a thing.
No, not at all.
Nobody really knew all that stuff. And
no.
I mean, I really think that a lot of people would have a lot less upper respiratory issues. And a lot of actually autoimmune stuff is caused by it too. But I'm not getting into that here. Interesting. All right. Every 3 to 6 months, wipe down inside a fridge. So we actually talked about this one before the show. And I think we do it more often than that, but not like maybe a deep clean, like saw wipe like spills as we go, or like if I randomly notice. The other day I had to take a quick video of something inside my fridge for YouTube, and I was like, oh gosh. So then I did like what you could see.
Yeah,
but I didn't like take out all the drawers and doors. And
yeah, I probably take it all out every 6 or so months.
Yeah,
and like clean it underneath the kitchen sink and like use dish soap.
Yeah.
But like throughout the month I wipe it down.
Yeah.
When there's like strawberry juice or I don't know, random pieces of like onion or something.
You drink strawberry juice?
Yeah, like you know when you wash your strawberries?
Oh, like juices from strawberries. I thought you meant you were drinking like a juice.
Oh, it's late. No. Yeah. That's really funny.
Wait, didn't we already talk about shower curtain liners?
Yeah.
What list was that on?
Hey, good housekeeping. That was like every week, wasn't it?
Maybe we just talked about it.
No.
What does this mean? Freshen drains and garbage disposal.
So like for the garbage disposal, I'll put a lime or a lemon down.
Well, that's like daily for me, or week, like every other day. Whenever I have one, I put it down there.
I think that's what that means.
Are you supposed to like get in there? I'm not getting in there.
You know that like black thing at the bottom of your drain? Do you have that?
Like a cover?
No, it's like that rubber piece.
Oh, like the little, yeah.
Not a stopper, but like,
yeah, it has
where the water little... runs down. It's like a funnel almost.
Ours isn't a funnel. Ours is like a squishy, not squishy.
Yeah.
Like silicone little triangles.
Yeah. 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 They're square. Ours, I think, are squares actually, but that can come out and you can clean that.
I don't think mine can come out.
Oh, ours can. And it's really gross.
I have cleaned that before. It makes one vomit.
Yeah. It's really gross. How often do you wash your car? Inside or outside?
Not enough. My dad gets a car wash every single week.
Whoa. Even in Ohio, that's crazy.
Well, because of it being in Ohio.
I know, but then it just gets ruined.
Yeah, but it gets the salt off.
Yeah. We don't wash our cars enough. Vic loves to have a clean car and we just don't do it enough.
I was actually just watching that in order to save water, you should go to a car wash instead of washing at home. You'll use less water.
Yeah, we don't hardly wash them at home. We normally go to a car wash.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just saying, like, the inside of a car especially. So a couple things that are every year.
Clean fireplace, clean fireplace and chimney.
That sounds like something that, like, is professionally done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a chimney sweep.
You're supposed to every year before you start it. Do you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a safety thing.
We did like 2 years ago. Before we had our first fire. We did not this year. But we have like 2 fires a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that that makes it better, but.
I don't have one of those.
Clear out gutters. That's a Vic job.
We don't have gutters on this house.
Oh, and actually we have gutter guards now. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Deep clean windows. That's something that I've been wanting to do. I've talked about before on here how a lot of our windows, the seal is broken, so they're like cloudy. But I did notice the other day that our back ones, I thought the seal was just broken, but they're not broken on the back ones. They're just really dirty on the outside.
The outside windows are hard. We live on a ranch and it's still hard. We put in new windows last year.
I think longer than that.
I don't know. It took us a long time. And we have not cleaned the outside. We need to.
All right, cleaning curtains and drapes. I don't think I even do this every year.
I think I do.
I don't know. I might. It's really hard to say because I move so much that, like, I always do when we move.
Yeah. So we have shears in our front living room.
Mm-hmm.
What do people use if they don't use shears?
What do you mean?
Like, is that a common thing? I feel like it's weird that we have shears, but I like them.
Usually I would do, like at my old house, I had like actual drapes on the outside and then shears covering the middle.
Okay, that's what we have.
Yeah, that's normal.
I don't know. I feel like that's like out of style.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Thanks for making me feel better.
Well, I mean, if it's a privacy issue. But anyways, we just wanted to know if you guys do all of these things as often as Good Housekeeping says. So like I said, I'll link it in the show notes and let us know. Are we just disgusting? Or I feel like my house is actually pretty clean, even though I pretty much said that I don't do any of these things.
I think my biggest thing is my kitchen is always clean. Like the surroundings, the floor might not always be clean, but everything else is.
Yeah.
And I think that is what makes me feel better. So like there's 2 things that we make sure before bed. And it's that Victor's toys are picked up and that our kitchen is clean.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that that helps make you feel like you have a clean house. And even if it's not necessarily clean, at least it's picked up.
Yes, that's what clutter bothers me more than dirt, I think.
Definitely.
Just because it's more, I guess, visual. I don't know what it is.
So I think that this was our way of trying to find like solidarity in our lives as far as cleanliness goes. But I don't know if we're finding solidarity here or if we're pushing ourselves out.
Yeah. But maybe we can relieve some of your mom guilt if you have that around cleaning these parts of your home and thinking that everybody's doing these things, because we are not.
Definitely. And I think that especially for working moms.
Oh, gosh. No way.
Yeah. Like, we're stay-at-home moms and we don't do these things. So I can't imagine having the pressure of a working mom and trying to do these things. So
nope.
If you're a working mom, let this make you feel better, because we're not doing it either.
Right? Deep fried is super, super lazy.
Yes. Yeah.
I promise we're not lazy. Maybe we are. I don't know.
I think that it's maybe a little bit laziness on my end, at least.
Yeah, me too.
Mainly because Victor naps like 3 hours a day, and I can get a heck of a lot of cleaning done during that time, and I don't.
Yeah.
I do other things instead.
So our challenge for you this week is to actually just find solidarity with us. And whenever you're looking at someone's house online that's spotless and you wonder why yours isn't that spotless, just give yourself a reality check and allow yourself some space to know that it doesn't have to be that clean. Our houses aren't that clean. We usually don't get sick and we're fine.
For sure. It's not anything that's taking over our health.
Yes. So our challenge for this week is not really an active challenge, but just for you to let some things go, relax a little, and know that it is okay.
And please let us know if we're just really dirty people, or if you feel the same way about cleaning the items on a particular day or week.
Yes. If you made it this far in this episode, go comment on this episode's Instagram and say, "Ew, you dirty, dirty girls." I want you to say that word for word if you made it this far in the episode.
Please do. I want to hear it.
Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Cheers.